Adaptability, The Art of Winning in an Age of Uncertainty by Max McEwan. This is a book about how people adapt. It's also a book about winning. Not just winning by playing the same rules, but playing better. And not just winning where there has to be a loser. My interest is in understanding more about how social groups can move beyond the existing rules to find games that allow more people to win more often. New games that can make everyone better off than before. Adapt or die is not the only choice. Our adaptive choices and actions influence what happens to us. Just to maintain things the way they are takes effort. Just to survive can require blood, sweat, and tears. Yet surviving is an opportunity. Adaptability is more than flexibility. It's more than merely coping with a miserable set of choices in an unhappy game. Surviving, again, is an opportunity to arrive at somewhere better. In the future, you can try to maintain what you already have, or you can attempt to transcend the constraints of your situation. We're part of a long, long chain of adaptive moves. Each move has changed the circumstances of our ancestors until we arrived, so now it's our turn. How do some people start from a losing position and end up winning? How do others follow the reverse path, starting from a winning position and end up losing? Why do individuals, groups, markets, and nations end up in situations that are mutually destructive? What can we do to move from miserable equilibrium to joyous disequilibrium? In short, what are the rules of adaptability? Finding answers to these questions meant examining the science of adaptation for clues that would be helpful in developing practical rules. It also meant looking at historic and recent examples to see what patterns or strategies have worked in the real world full of messy, irrational, self-interested, normal people. Jared Diamond, in his groundbreaking book Collapse, suggests that societies may face four similar problems. They may have to struggle with environmental damage, climate change, hostility from neighbours, and lack of support. Faced with similar threats, some fail while others succeed. It is the response that matters, and since the response is all we can control, it is the response that matters most. Our ability to adapt is what makes the difference. Culture, science, and technology are the primary mechanisms of human adaptation. We can change the way we behave as groups, we can understand more about our world, and we can develop tools that enhance our ability to do almost anything. While far from the gods our ancestors worshipped, we are still the best on earth at changing our circumstances with non-genetic changes to the way we live. In the course of my own research, there was no prejudice against any source of knowledge about my question. In part, that's my view of the universe. My curiosity does not set up boundaries between insights gained by observing improvised comedy on late-night television or from detailed measurements of ant colonies. They can all be relevant. Some strands of scientific inquiry prove to be of particular importance because they include a number of scientists who have asked questions that directly relate to mine. Intriguingly, they are often working in isolation from each other. They have asked their questions from within their scientific specialty and do not appear aware of findings from elsewhere. This book brings some of those theories across disciplines for the first time. It combines those discoveries with my own independent insights. Adaptations can be deliberate or non-deliberate. They may be successful or unsuccessful. There are adaptations that lead to failure for the entire social group. There are adaptations that allow the group to survive but leave people in a miserable situation. There are adaptations that improve the group's situation in a desirable way, and there are adaptations that transcend the situation and create a whole new game. In my exploration of adaptability, there are three steps that have to be followed if there is to be deliberate adaptation that works. There is a lot to know about each step, and they are far from simple to get right. Depending on the nature of the problem or opportunity, they can involve huge amounts of work or very little, centuries to accomplish, or minutes.